What is that now? Tell me what it is. Porchum. Porched egg.
Uh-huh. Did you do this as a girl?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Were these ever called dropped eggs?
I never heard them called that.
Uh-huh.
My daddy used to like poached eggs, and we fixed a lot of them for him.
Uh-huh. You were talking about going out with your dad to kill the hogs. What did you say you were going to do?
Butcher the hogs.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. This was on a special day or something?
It is whenever the weather turned cold enough to freeze the meat.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And what did you call the meat from the side of the hog? That is, oh, perhaps down a little ways from the ribs.
Just the side meat.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Is this the part that you fry?
Yeah.
You cure it?
Like you slice up and you get these little packages and pay so big a price for that.
Yeah.
Right.
Boy, isn't it awful.
Just take the hide off. That's all.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the hard part on that when we cut it up and fry it?
The skin, uh-huh.
And then if you take your meat and grind it up.
Sausage.
And mix it. Mm-hmm. And if meat has been around quite a while, it gets a little green, begins to smell, you say.
Spoiled.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am, that's time to throw it out.
If butter has been around and it gets to smelling, you say it's...
It's old.
Old and
mm-hmm.
rancid, or...
No, I don't know.
Just old,
it's just old. Mm-hmm. Just old, you just don't use that kind of
mm-hmm.
stuff. They're talking about spoiled meat. I never worked at one time when I was a child. There was a lady wanted me to go home with her and spend the day, and mother let me go. And I'm telling you, she fried some meat that was spoiled. And from that day till I was a great big, I guess I was married, it would make me sick to think about meat.
Mm-hmm.
Ham's what it was.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I never would get to rock it eat it again. It just killed me.
I bet you were sick, too.
Yes, I was sick, and I never pick up a piece of ham that I don't invariably
mm-hmm.
smell of it.
Mm-hmm.
Can't help it to save my life.
That's a good habit to get into anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I
just can't help
it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
did
you ever take when you butchered a pig, scrape the head, boil it and scrape it, and do something
with it? Make sauce.
Uh-huh.
Make head sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Lord,
what did you call that part on the head that was down?
Joe's.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me, you were going to say, we were talking about sauce.
I said, I started to say, we didn't waste any of it, only the inside, what you was talking about a while ago.
No. And a lot
people sure did preserve every bite that they could. There was lots of people, though, that took the entrails and cleaned them and used them some way, but we never did.
Yeah, well, they mm-hmm. When they're cleaned, of course, mm-hmm. they're just as pure can be.
Oh, sure.
A lot of people boiled it, and some people fried them in deep
mm-hmm.
fat.
Uh-huh.
And
my grandmother and grandfather always saved it.
Mm-hmm.
But my daddy and my mother wouldn't use them.
Mm-hmm.
They never did.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's different when you get down here in hot weather.
Hello.
Did you ever use the ever grind the liver?
No, we always fried the liver.
Uh-huh.
My family, my mother and daddy and the kids, we all liked it fried.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever do anything with the blood?
No.
Yeah,
I know my daddy did sometimes. He'd save it and let it dry until it would get to a certain consistency, and then he'd fish with it.
Oh, yeah. Boy, that's the stuff.
That was it.
Oh, did you ever take the juice from head cheese and put cornmeal with it?
No, I never did do that. Mm-mm. Sure didn't.
Did you ever take beef and cut it in thin strips and dry it?
No, we didn't at home. But we had a neighbor lived over here on the river, and we'd go over there and help her, and that's where she'd preserve her beef.
What'd she call it?
Tracy. Gee whiz, honey, I don't know. You get out with me. I don't know what she called that thing. What? Do you know what they call it?
Well, some people call it jerky, and some people just call it dried beef.
Jerky. But I'll tell you where I heard that word. We went on a trip out in New Mexico 4, 5, 6 years ago, and they had some Mexicans living there.
Oh, yeah.
And they had a whole line of it, and they called it jerky.
Isn't that
remember that? Ooh, gee,
pretty
I
good.
It must be good. They live on it.
You're eating.